Riding the Waves of Life. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Psalm 93, verse 4, New King James Version. The beauty and instruction from God to mankind can and is found all around a person if they will but look for it. There is great peace, rest, relaxation, and inspiration in water. It makes no difference whether the water is still and quiet or whether it is moving and turbulent. Water calms the soul. Maybe that is why there is so much water on Earth. Scientists tell us today that approximately 71% of the Earth's surface is water covered. That is a very significant amount. That means that about 3/4 of the Earth's surface is water. Water content also shows up in a majority position as relates to the human body. The average adult male's body is comprised of approximately 65% water, while that of the average adult female is 60%. I personally like and enjoy being in and around water. It is where I find tranquility and creativity. I love almost all water sports. I hunt and fish, boat, water ski, swim, and sometimes just sit quietly on the beach of a large lake, the bank of a roaring river, or the sea, and listen to the waves lapping up onto the shore at regular intervals and varied decibel levels. Water has a definite and very large effect on me. I suspect it has much the same effect on you. Although I am not, nor have ever been, a surfboard rider, I do enjoy watching surfers when the waves are high and the action is fast. This type of dangerous and exciting action always inspires and motivates me to higher levels of personal performance. Here is some of what I drink in when watching the riders of the big waves. Quietly, patiently, and purposefully, the surfers lie straddling their boards and lazily bobbing up and down in the calmer waters closer to shore. They are intensely attentive, poised, and ready to leap into action at any moment that they spy an approaching rideable wave. Suddenly, there it is, the beginning of a swell far out in the ocean foretells the birth of a great wave. The surfers spring into immediate action. They begin paddling as fast as they can using both arms as oars as they lie flat on their bellies on the wet and slippery surfboards. The paddling surfers charge right through the smaller oncoming waves, or they skip over the top of them en route to the big one cresting up from out of the deep. In their exhaustive efforts to get out to the big wave, the surfers and their boards are lifted high and carried far by the curling, sweeping, arching flight of water and foam. Soon they are in a ready position to catch the big wave, and their ride is on. Crouched and bending knees absorb the shocks, swells, and swirls. Their outstretched arms slice the wind like eagle's wings. Their trusting and well-conditioned torsos struggle to maintain proper balance. Toes, 5 or all 10 of them, hang over the edge of their boards as they cut and swerve over the face of the wave, all the while being hurtled towards the seashore. Occasionally, the waves win out, as when the rider of the board wipes out, flying off his board and sent sprawling into the sea. But, regardless whether riding or falling, the surfer always wins out. his or her challenge to the surf had won them victory over fear, worry, or intense concern. Action always cures fear. The successful riders flow with the momentum of the waves, and so ends his trip in the safe shallows of the beach, where he dutifully turns and paddles back out into the heavy surf, always on lookout for the next big rideable wave. These same waves that carry the surfer from far out in the deep and on into the safe shallows send a timid bather running and squealing, hoping to escape the very thing that threatens to overwhelm him or her. The sad truth of the matter is that whenever the bather turns his back to escape what he views as a threat, he only increases his chances of being knocked down and sent sputtering into the foamy surf, or worse. Faith and fear cannot coexist. Faith will drive out fear every time. Faith is surfing on the waves of life. Faith faces the fears and turns the negative into a positive. Doubt runs from fear and is overwhelmed by it. Your Heavenly Father God will only bless an increase in your personal level of faith, never a decrease. As long as you think or believe that you can do something all on your own power, you are not exercising any degree of personal faith. Just remember that only when you get to the end of all you can personally do in any given set of circumstances or situation, only then can the power that is mightier than the mighty waves of the sea flow into your life, come to your rescue, and help and assist you in overcoming the challenges you face. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Face your problems and challenges straight on and ask God to help you resolve them. All things are possible to him who believes.